Please be seated.
Good morning, everyone. You guys are working on some dioramas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you guys are making dioramas of Jacob's ladder?
Yeah.
Well,
how
did I know that? Did you guys hear the poem yet that goes with your dioramas? Okay. Well, this was written by our poet in resident, Miss Gale. So let me share it with you. Jacob and Esau had a big fight because Jacob had taken his brother's birthright. He walked through the desert all alone, and then, tired, he slept with his head on a stone. Once asleep, he had a fantastical vision. A ladder to heaven from the land had risen. Angels went up and angels went down as Jacob lay sleeping. A rock neither his crown. He heard a voice from heaven above. The Lord sent a message to Jacob with love. God's voice gave him hope. In the next generation, his sons would be kings, each with his own nation. So when you are upset and can see no solution, put your troubles near your pillow and pray for a resolution. Angels will bring your prayers up to heaven night or day, and with patience and faith, God will answer somehow, some way. So, you guys are going to make these beautiful dioramas, which I'm very jealous of. I think they're really cool. And you guys, and I do have some pillows in my pocket that Audrey gave me that I can't get to right now, but I do have three rocks in my pocket. So when you guys take these home, I want to suggest something. Put them by your bed, and every night before you go to sleep, say some prayers. Always start with what you're thankful for. Be thankful for everyone who lives in your home, for your friends, for all your family, for your teachers. But then if something's bothering you, if someone called you a mean name, or if someone wasn't nice to you, also pray about that. Give all those good things and bad things to God, and God will send his angels, and God will take care of you. You guys go have fun with those dioramas. I can't wait to see them all. It's good to have a poet in the congregation. Every so often, I find myself taking stock of my life. This normally takes the form of counting all the blessings I have received. Holidays are a natural time to do this. Visiting home, for example, you reflect on how lucky you might have been to grow up in a home that might not have been wealthy, but which always provided for you. Maybe during 4th of July, you are thankful for having been born in a country that affords you the privilege of cooking more food than your family could ever eat. Or a college reunion where you laugh and share stories about how well things are going. I bet we all at different points of our lives have taken stock of all of our blessings, of all those things we feel blessed to have been given, to have had happened, to have done. Good health, good education, good pay. The list could go on and on and on. But when doing this, I know I rarely, if ever, have looked at certain times of hardship and seen those as blessings. When I was younger and fresh out of college and in between jobs for more time than I care to admit and struggling to pay rent, I did not think I was blessed. When I could not afford to eat properly and lost weight because too many meals were packages of ramen, I did not feel blessed. When I experienced true hatred directed at me from another person, and they conspired to hurt me emotionally, mentally, financially, I did not feel blessed. When my father died on Christmas Eve, I did not feel blessed. In none of these or other dark and hard moments did I, at the time, count as blessings. I've always found the Beatitudes, our gospel reading for today, to be inspiring and challenging at the same time. And that is because if I'm going to truly take them seriously and use them as a lens to look at myself, I realize it is a lens I would never naturally apply. No, for me, the natural place to look for blessings are those things that make me strong, make me safe, make me secure. The natural place I look are to those things that allow me to stand firmly on my two feet and make me believe I need nothing. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. We all need. We all need love and support. Most importantly, we all need God. Perhaps one of the challenges of Jesus' words today is that if we take them into our heart and soul and accept them as true, then we have to accept that we are vulnerable. Not only accept that we are vulnerable, but also accept that we are loved by God. Not because of things we have done or accomplished or achieved. Loved because we are in need. Loved because what we need is to be fed, enriched, forgiven, comforted. When I look at the hard times in my life and accept that I am vulnerable and that I am in need, suddenly so many blessings become illuminated. I need look no further than this altar and all of those blessings I have received in those times are here. Here, regardless of what money is in my pocket or bank account, God has made me a citizen of his kingdom. Here I find more than nourishment of the body, but I find food for the soul, a meal that delivers a strength far greater than I could ever find on my own. Here I am forgiven of my sins, and I am called to show the same compassion and mercy to my enemies as God has so graciously shown me. Here I know that I not only gather with all of you, but also with my Father and all those who I love but see no longer. They now sit at God's table enjoying a heavenly banquet, and one day I will be blessed and join them. God does not love us for how much money we have made or how famous we are or how illustrious a career we have had. God loves us because we are his children. And God loves us when we need it the most. When we are weak, lost, afraid. These are not times of shame. These are times of grace and compassion. Blessed are you because you are loved by God. Blessed are you because you are cherished by God. Your value, your worth is founded solely in that love. Blessed are you, for when you are most in need, God will love you. Jesus reminds us today that just as we have received these blessings, just as we have been loved, so too are we called to bless and love those around us, to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, to protect the persecuted, to comfort the mourning. If we see our own need and respond to the needs of others with the same love and compassion God has shown us, then we will become a blessing to each other. When you take stock of your life, remember that you are blessed. Not for what you have, but because you are loved. loved by God who responds to all of our needs with abundant grace. Amen.